Happened today, and that is Airbus not only has come out with its profits result today, looks okay, but it's also announced that after what would it be 12 years since the first commercial flight, not quite 12 years, that it's going to stop the production of the Airbus A380, the super jumbo. Now, I'm certain that many of you have travelled in this aircraft, and it really is, you know, astonishing. I was on the inaugural flight, the Singapore Airlines flight that came from, well, clearly Singapore to Australia, landed in Sydney, the first commercial flight. And it was really quite something to go on. I've been on that plane many times since. But the problem is that new types of aircraft have turned up, and particularly super long-haul aircraft like the 787 Dreamliner from Boeing have really meant that the ability to try and take, well, in the case of Qantas, 555 passengers on one aircraft is not as necessary now as it once was. But rather than talk to me about this and what it is, let's go to somebody who knows the aircraft more intimately, and that is a former Emirates A380 pilot, now retired, James Nixon, who's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, James.
My pleasure, Ross, and I've done many more flights than you on it.
I'm absolutely of no doubt about that. Explain to me as a pilot, what type of an aircraft was it to fly?
Well, it's a beautiful airplane to fly. I started flying on it on September 2008, and I left it in the end of 2016, so I've got a lot of hours flying the A380. They're a very clever Airbus. It's a philosophy that a lot of people don't get. They decided a long time ago that the people who would fly the A380 are currently flying A320s, so they tuned the flight controls to the A320. So it's very, very simple for Airbus pilots to move from one aircraft to another.
When you're flying an A380, the largest commercial airliner in the world, do you get a sense of its size as the pilot?
Not so much in the air, although it's got a lot of inertia and it's pretty heavy. It likes going straight. But you certainly notice it when you're taxiing around, especially in a place like Dubai. When I left, we had 92 of them, or 93 of them. They've got to have, they've got 100 and something like 109 of them now. And when you get on the ground, it's a bit of a worry because the wingspan's 80 metres wide. And when you're passing each other on taxiways, even though the nose wheels are on the centre line, you still look out the window very carefully.
Because clearly, just with that wingspan, it is enormous. I mean, given the number of the sheer volume of passengers that this aircraft can take, I mean, is it something that's difficult to get the passengers and the luggage on and off the aircraft? Is that something that potentially is one thing that could hold it back?
Well, I think it scared a lot of people when it first started. They would think it was just a long-haul airliner. But Emirates soon got the handle of turning it around very quickly, especially when we started going from Dubai to Sydney to Auckland and doing a quick turnaround in Sydney and on the way back every day. And then they've realised that you can use them to Jeddah and places like that in the Middle East, very short sectors up to Kuwait. And so the turnaround's very fast. It's broken down into sections. So naturally there's three catering trucks instead of two, and there's, you know, two refueling trucks instead of one and all that sort of thing. So the cabin crew look after their standard 30, 35 passengers. So there's enough crew on an Emirates A380. There's 30 crew on a long-haul flight.
Wow.
And so you certainly break it down and you can turn it around very quickly.
Well, it's just incredible because it was partly because Qantas had deferred deliveries of some of its orders for the A380, and then Emirates itself is going to take a delivery of 14 further A380s over the next 2 years. But effectively, the order book was being reduced, so they've said that they will cease deliveries in 2021, though no doubt the A380 will continue to be in the skies for decades to come, there is no doubt. But it's an interesting thing just to seeing the dynamics of the airline industry these days, that these very long-haul, smaller planes are now really taking precedence over some of those very large flights that have been around the place, or large planes that have been around in the past, James.
It's when they were designed. The A380 was designed on a hub-and-spoke system when fuel got up to $132 US a barrel. The 787 and the A350 were designed when the fuel went down to $30 a barrel, and the philosophy was more flights more often, saying that you could do a flight from, say, St. Louis to London with 130, 200 passengers. But the problem is infrastructure on the ground, getting a third runway at London, getting a third airport in at Sydney. every time they start to initiate one of these increases in infrastructure in big airports, another financial crisis comes along and everyone pulls their heads in for a few years. So the third runway at London, if they don't get that third runway up, it's not a good idea having all these small aeroplanes, because the 787 is a small aircraft. It's only 236 seats. So even to fill an A380 that goes to London with Qantas is two 787s plus 17 passengers. So you've got to understand how big the A380 is. And so when the price of fuel goes up, if they can't get these extra runways, the hub and spoke system will eventually turn out to be a good thing. And Emirates is hedging their bets. They're still taking 123 A380s. That's a lot of aircraft. And they're converting their forward orders to 40 A330neos and 30 A350s.
And that's the way in which they'll do it. Tell you, I can understand it. James Nixon, as I say, former Emirates A380 pilot, been around the place, knows them inside out, of course, has to as a pilot, and Airbus announcing that from 2021 it will stop the production of those aircraft. James, we appreciate your time and insight on the program this evening.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ross.